Vatzlacha, a year of growth. You know, last night, a lot of you were not around in the Beis Medrash because of the Chasana. And I have to tell you what happened. Baruch Hashem, we had a very successful year. And aside from the fact that we attracted, Baruch Hashem, so many couples, I think the number's 35, I was told yesterday. But if you remember last year, I gave a shiur about giving tzedakah in the shtibel. When a person is collecting and you're davening, are you obligated to give tzedakah? And when we were delivering the shiur, I said the litmus test of success in a community is whether or not the collectors are coming around during davening. Last night, we were in the middle of learning, and there was a chassid that came down, and he came up to me, and he said, can you put... I was so excited to give him that dollar. I said, this is the success, Baruch Hashem. We reached it. We should continue. I'd like to dedicate tonight's shiur, number one, for Refuah Shlema, for my father, Yitzchak Yaakov, Ben Bas Yisara. But number two, to the Nefteres, Le'ili Nishmas, the Nefteres, Leah Devorah Bas Mordechai, or Leah Bas Mordechai. I think Leah Devorah Bas Mordechai, who now is Neskaper, and Mirtz Hashem, the Neshama, should have a full kapara and should have an aliyah. You go on Why You Connect, you'll see that there's a tendency for all of us, whether or not in speech, when we're talking to friends, or even just on the internet, we always like to categorize. This guy's Hasidish, this guy's Litvish, this guy's liberal, this guy's pluralistic, and you go on the internet, go on to Why You Connects, and you'll see modern Orthodox Machmir, Jewish, a little Jewish, never was Jewish, every category you could think of is on the website. All these different categories, and that's the way we associate Am Yisrael. That's what we do. What, you know, what type of guy is he? Chassidish? He's a Litva, you know, but a little bit of Yeshivish with some Chassidish sprinkled on top. That's the way we talk. But where does this come from? Where is the source of all these categories? Where do we get this tendency that everyone has to be put into a separate box? Everyone's in their own category, and that's how we depict people. The source to such a concept is the upcoming week, the halachos, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in source number one presents, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Amar Rav Kruspidoi, Amar Rav Yochanan. There are three categories in Am Yisrael. There are three types of people, just like Why You Connects. Shloshen Isfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books of three different categories of people on Rosh Hashanah that are open. Echad shel rishayim gmurim, one that are of the evil people. The echad shel tzadikim gmurim, and there is the second book of the righteous ones. The echad shel beinonim, and there are those that are neither righteous nor evil, that are midway, parva, Beinoni, and that's the third book. And the Gemara says there's a different consequence and a different process of judgment to each one of those categories. Tzadikim gmurim, the righteous ones, nechtovim v'nechtomim la'alter l'chayim. They are written on Rosh Hashanah, and their decision is signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, straight away. La'alta l'chayim, they succeeded, they won, they will be put in the book of life. Risha'im gmurim, nechtovim, v'nechtovim la'alta l'misa. And the exact reverse, the opposite, is true for those who are not worthy, those who are evil, those who do not succeed in the day of judgment. Their decision and verdict is signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, to their detriment, lemisa. Beinonim, those that are midway, that are neither on the tzaddik scale nor on the rasha scale, they're half and half. Tluyim v'omdim, so we keep them pending. Their decision depends. We don't know. Tluyim va'omdim Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim, zachu nechtovim l'chayim, lo zachu nechtovim l'misa. If they are worthy and they are okay during they've survived the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so then they'll be written in the book of life. Lo zachu, so then unfortunately, obviously, that will be decided on Yom Kippur at the end of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, those that do not merit, and they will be written in the book of death. It's fascinating, the wording of the Gemara. The Pnei Yoshua points out that every other category that's presented in the Gemara had a ksiva and a chasima and a seal. You write the contract and you stamp it at the bottom. Yet, the Beinoni, whose decision is pending, has a ksiva, and then I would expect the Gemara to say, v'nechtamim on Yom Kippur. Ultimately, what the signature and the sign will be decided, and that's pending. Yet the Gemara doesn't say so. The Gemara only writes a ksiva by the Beinoni. And there's an interesting diuk of the Pnei Yoshua that he writes that a Beinoni, who's nishtehin, nishteher, he's not really zoche yet, so the Ribbono Shalom's chosem, his signature, as we know, is chosamo shel emes. It's truth. For the Ribbono Shalom to seal on such a person that's only a Beinoni, that I'll be the books, is not going to get in, so he can't, writes the Pnei Yoshua, sign on that. And that's why the Pnei Yoshua writes, he says on Rosh Hashanah, he can't help him out right there and just say, let's be makel. Because he has all these litigants, these prosecutors, all up there, this whole group of people, a group of the Satan and the people that are trying to prosecute against us, and therefore he can't slip us in. He waits till Yom Kippur, and he slips us in. He gets us into the book of life. But at the end of the day, he's still a Beinoni. So the Pnei Yoshua writes, the Ribbono Shel Olam can't sign on such a thing. He can't use the stamp of Chosamo Shel Emes, because it's not technically Emes. The Ribbono Shel Olam is being nice to us. It's only, like the Gemara tells us, that it's on Yom Kippur that the Satan doesn't have a koach to prosecute against us, that we get slipped in, but that's why there's no chasima when it comes to the Beinoni. It's an interesting diuk of the Pnei Yoshua. But when you look at this Gemara, aside from the issue of what the Pnei Yoshua points out, that there seems to be no signature when it comes to the Beinoni, personally, I had an issue with this Gemara because it seems to present that the whole concept of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is very limited. What is Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Doesn't apply to tzaddikim, so they can go to Hawaii for the week, next week. It's not, you know, just not relevant to them. They're taking care of Rosh Hashanah. Take your vacation then. And everyone else, the Rishayim, it's not going to help. They're done. And the Beinoni, so fine. So there you have a source for Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But what's a Beinoni? How does the Rambam explain what a Beinoni? A Beinoni, Api Pashtus, is Mechza al Mechza. How many people are exactly 50-50 going into Rosh Hashanah that we could say, Aseres Yimei Tshuva? You gotta really keep a scorecard and make sure that everything's balanced, and you know, like the scales with the weight, and you gotta approximate. Who's gonna have such a perfect score? That's Aseres Yimei Tshuva is gonna be Shaykh. The Vilna Gaon, in source number 2, on Shulchan Aruch, points out. Yeah.
How do you define Russia? I mean, isn't that the antithesis of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? You say Russia has no chance. Who's a Russia?
It's a separate shir, but for now, for argument purposes, we're gonna talk about someone who has. I think by the end of this year, we're gonna answer that question. But for now, we're gonna talk about someone who, his sins outweigh his mitzvahs. It's something the Rashban, source number 3, also discusses. It says, what do you mean, nechtavim nechtam la'alter lemisa? The Rashba says, I have many Rishoyim that live in my community that I see just made it through this year. How can you tell me with this Gemara? You're going to read this with a straight face, the Rashba? In source number 3, that's what the Rashba asks. So the Rashba says, no, there's certain Rishayim that, it's a good question, the Rashba says, there's certain Rishayim that their mitzvahs have the ability, but a Rasha which doesn't have the ability, the any mitzvahs to carry them through, to carry them through Yom HaDin. So certain Rishayim that do survive, they do have certain mitzvahs that carry them through. Other Mefarshim say it's someone that really, it tips the scale in another way. So the Rashba says it's not necessarily only a person whose averos are outweighing his mitzvos. There are Rishayim that certain mitzvos could save them through Yom HaDin. But for now, let's work with the scale. So it's very perplexing. First of all, just to present the whole concept of Aseres Yemei Teshuva to be such a limited group. But also, you know, we say in davening, and there are mishnayos that the Vilna Gaon points out that refer to this idea that we present in the davening, that kol bnei maron mavirin lefanecha, all Am Yisrael are going to go through and are b'rosh hashana yechasevun u'biyom tzob kippur yechasem. What? So now we're going to exclude. We should put a footnote. Not this guy. Not this. You know. Not. We're not talking about him. Majority of Am Yisrael you're not talking about. So why are you putting in the nusach? It's lav dafka. So Tosfos and the Psak of the Gra, why is this brought in Shulchan Aruch? This sounds a little, machshava-ish for Shulchan Aruch. Why is the Gra talking about this? So it's interesting. I'll tell you in a second. Tosfos says that what this Gemara means is not talking about Olam Hazeh. Your Parnasa, your happiness, your success, your Hatzlacha, everything that goes on in this world, your marriage, your kids, all Olam Hazeh, that is all decided equally for every single category. We don't have to go on to why you connect for the Olam Hazeh judgment. There's no categories. That's not what Rav Krusbadoi was referring to. When do we get into the categories? That's referring to the judgment, says Tosfos and writes the Gra, of Olam Haba. Olam Haba, there is a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, not only of Olam Hazeh, but there's a judgment of Olam Haba. And for Olam Haba, now we have categories. Now we can make a separation. We distinguish. Are you a Rasha? Then you're not going to get your Olam Haba. Are you a Tzaddik? Then you're going to be decided immediately for the Olam Haba. And if you're in the third category, the Olam Haba decision is pending. But Tosos argues the Vilna Gaon, that when it comes to Olam Hazeh, then everyone is b'Rosh Hashanah yechasevun u'biyom tzom kippur yechasem. That the ksiva is beforehand, and the chasima is on Yom Kippur, and there is a process of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Aseres Yemei Teshuva. What does that mean? Olam Haba? The Rashba writes, let Olam Haba be decided when you get up to Olam Haba, when it's Nogeya. You know, the Rashba writes in that same Rashba that you were asking from when he's explaining what a Rasha, what a Tzaddik is. Then when he's discussing what is the Psak Din, he's discussing Tosel Shita, is it Olam Haba, is it Olam Hazeh? He says, how could it be Olam Haba? The Gemara tells me if I do tshuva at the end of my life, so then I become a Ben Olam Haba. So you're going to tell me now, in the year 2013, that's going to decide later on whether I'm a Ben Olam Haba? How do you know how I'm going to act? How do you know what I'm going to do? I'll become a Ben Olam Haba when it's no gay to become a Ben Olam Haba. And vice versa, I could do the same thing. I could be a tzaddik my whole life and then chuck it and lose my Olam Haba because I do a grave sin. So he says you can't have a judgment every year for Olam Haba, and that's why the Rashba is bothered by this psak. So what does Tosos mean? What is the Gra presenting for the Shita of Tosos that the Rashba, the Ran disagree with? Take the Gemara at face value. Obviously, it's Olam Hazeh, it's Parnosa, it's all these things. What's Olam Haba? So the Mefarshim explain, I think, a beautiful idea and really sheds light. And I think it really pertains to our Kolel and our Beis Medrash program. Olam Haba is not only about upstairs. Olam Haba is not only this world as angels, as a neshama. That's not the only thing. Rav Shach used to say, you think that you have olam haba. He used to say to Baal Batim, he used to say, you think that I live in poverty and I don't have an olam hazeh. I said, I have an olam hazeh that is an olam haba. My olam hazeh is an olam haba. That's the best type of olam hazeh. It's an olam haba b'dikah olam hazeh. A person could live life and his spiritual growth will be decided on Rosh Hashanah. Whether or not you're going to be in the Beis Medrash every night. Whether or not you're going to be able to go to Shiurim. Whether or not you're going to be inspired. How you're going to act with other people. All of that is a spiritual judgment. Everything that is kadosh in our world and spiritual, it's not just, you know, someone walked over and said that this is now has kedusha. There is some spiritual connection to the actual Olam Haba that exists. And that's Olam Haba imbuing itself in our world, in Olam Hazeh. So yes, there is a judgment of Olam Haba in this lifetime and in this year 2013. But it's not what the Rashba is arguing about when we go and climb the ladder to get upstairs and see how far in we get. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about right here in Fairlawn. We're talking about, will you have Olam Haba opportunities? Will you succeed in your Olam Haba? That is the judgment that's decided on Rosh Hashanah that Tosfos is saying has different categories. And that's what the Gra is saying is universal. It's only the Olam Haza, the real physical material issues, that is collective. And as we say in the davening, we make two references. We say, Zachreinu L'chaim, at the beginning of davening. And then we say, Kasveinu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim L'chol B'nei Brisecha. In one of them, we refer to all of Am Yisrael. And in the other one, we only refer to the Yechid. You see, because when it comes to Olam Haba, the ultimate Chaim, so then, Kol Yachid V'Yachid is B'fnei Atzma. There are different categories, like Tosas is saying, Amar Rav Krispadoi, why you connect? Categories. However, when it comes to the Chaim, L'chol B'nei Brisecha, the Chaim at the end of davening, the Olam Hazeh judgment, that's L'chol B'nei Brisecha. That's a universal process. That's something that we go in uniformly, everyone is in the same boat, and everyone undergoes the process of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The reason the Gra is pointing this out is because, you know, we have the minhag, Rosh Hashanah night, to walk up to everyone and say, Rosh Hashanah Tova, Tekaseva, Techasem, La'al Terchayim Tova, Moshom. You look in Shulchan Aruch, look at the Ramah, doesn't say that. It says, L'shana Tova, Techasev. That's it. And the Gra, on that Ramah, he writes, because of Tosfos. When you're walking up to your friend, and you're wishing him a good year of Parnasa, of Atzlacha, of Shalom Bayis, of happiness, of Nachas. Right? That's all Olam Hazeh. So I want him to go through the process of Olam Hazeh. So what am I going to refer to him on Rosh Hashanah? How am I going to mention it? I'm going to say, L'shana Tova, Techasev. Now is not the Chasima. And it doesn't matter who you are. And the Chasima will be on Yom Kippur. And the Gra writes like the Shita of Tosfos. That's why it's appropriate, argues the Gra, to say L'shana Tova Tikasev. When I was a bacher, so I saw this Ramah. You know, I was a smart aleck. So I used to walk up to people on Rosh Hashanah night, and I used to say L'shana Tova Tikasev. And people say, yeah, that's not the minig. You know, you say, where was this Tikasev? I say, look in Shulchan Aruch. I said, let me. I said, one second. I said, if you hold like Tosos and like the Gra, so what I'm saying is correct. L'shana Tova Techasev. And I said, and even if you hold like the Rashba and the Ran, that you take the Gemara in face value, and the categories do apply to Olam Hazeh, to what I'm mentioning now, you're no better than a Beinoni. Come on. You're for sure not a Tzaddik, and you're no better than a Beinoni. So I said, L'shana Tova Techasev. Come on. What do you have more? Then I realized later on, it's probably not smart to start my Rosh Hashanah with such a practice. I got a little older. But that's the way the Gra presents the minig. obviously the Minig has followed by saying Lashana Tova Tekasa V'Techasim, not like the Shita of the Tosfos. But that is the explanation of the Tosfos, that there are two types of judgment. There are two things we're referencing in the Davening that are following and parallel to these two judgments. And Olam Haba is actually something that is applicable and connected to us even in this world, as Rav Shach says, and Amir Tzashem, we're all going to be Matzliach to have all these opportunities of Olam Haba throughout the year. So I said to the guy, I said, you're not a tzaddik. That's why I had a bad beginning. Right. What? What do you mean? I didn't see my Rebbe the night of Rosh Hashanah. What? I'm not sure. Okay. The Gemara says that a Beinoni, Tluyim Ba'omdim Rosh Hashanah, Vad Yom HaKippurim, Zachu Nechtavim L'Chaim, Lo Zachu Nechtavim L'Misa. If you look at the Rambam on the opposite page, it's source number 3a, I guess you would call it, the top of the page, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam doesn't actually quote this Gemara the way it's presented. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in the end of the Halacha, skip towards the end. Misha nimtza tzaddik. I'm sorry, let's go back a little. The four lines from the bottom. Ukeshem sheshoklin zchiyus adam v'avonosa b'shas misaso. Just like we weigh the person's averus and mitzvahs at the time that he dies. Kach b'chol shana v'shana shoklin avonos kol echad v'echad mibohe olam im zchiyosav v'yomtev shol Rosh Hashanah. We do that same measuring on the yomtev of Rosh Hashanah. Mishanim tzadik nechtam l'chayim u'mishanim tzarasha nechtam l'misa. Rambam so far good. He's quoting the Gemara accurately. V'habenoni, but the person who is not in the category of a Rasha or Tzadik, tolanoso ad Yom Kippur. His decision is pending. Ad Yom HaKippurim. Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chayim. V'im lav nechtam l'misa. So already fascinating. The Rambam doesn't do what the Pnei Yeshua pointed out in the Gemara. The Rambam does have a chasima, which is a little bit difficult with the Pnei Yeshua's whole mahalach. Wow. You know, how could you have a chasima? It's a chasima shel emes. Didn't you have to have a ksiva? So I don't want to get into there's a tshuva of the Tribina Rav that says the Rambam is talking about after the tshuva, so it is a chasima retroactively. We're not going to get into that right now, but it's interesting that the Rambam changes the language of the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't only change the language of the Gemara in the Chasima. The Rambam also changes the language of the Gemara of how you get inscribed into the Book of Life. What does the Gemara say? What do you have to do to be successful? To be saved? To get into the Book of Life? What does the Gemara say? What's the verb? Zachu. Where does the Rambam get this idea that one needs to do tshuva? Why does one need to do tshuva, asked the Lechem Mishnah. I have a scale. I'm in the poultry market. I'm in the fish store. Put something else on the scale and tip the scale. I have to do tshuva. I don't like tshuva. Tshuva's annoying. Tshuva asks too much of me. I can't do so much. I'll just do another mitzvah. So this is a question that was dealt with by a few of the Achronim. Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, in his Sefer Koch Ve'or, he was the mechaber of a Sefer Pri Yitzchak. He's not so known about, in some yeshivas he's known about, but he was a tremendous gaon. But he also, he's not so known about, I think partly because of the amount of anivus that he had. The stories about his anivus were incredible. You know, they walked in once, they had a Asifas Rabbanim, and the Beis Halevi came in, and the Beis Halevi said at the Asifas Rabbanim, he said, I need to tell you a kasha that my son Reb Chaim asked me. And he quoted the kasha, he said it over, And the Olam was like, wow, that's incredible. What a kasha. And then he said, and here is Teretz. Reb Chaim had a Teretz to the kasha. And he said over the Reb Chaim. And everyone at the Asifus Rabbanim was like, wow, that's unbelievable. Reb Chaim, that's who Reb Chaim is. And Reb Yitzchak Blazer just sat there, no expression, nothing. Just sat there. And the Beis HaLevi turns and the Beis HaLevi says, this is the big Talmud Chacham, Reb Yitzchak Blazer, that you're selling me? The pre-Yitzchak, does he even understand what I'm saying? When I say over Reb Chaim's Kasha and Teretz, look at, he didn't even budge. So afterwards, they went back to the Beis HaLevi, and they said, yeah, it's the pre-Yitzchak. And look at his sefer. The Kasha's in there, and he has Reb Chaim's Teretz there, but he has another Teretz afterwards. So the pre-Yitzchak just sat there, and he didn't budge. He heard the Kasha, you know? But that was what the pre-Yitzchak, so he has a sefer, Koich Ve'or. And he answers a beautiful answer, but his answer is already in the Shari Tshuva. And he answers that you're right. Maybe you could have tipped the scales. You're right. Intuitively, you're right. You're Mechza al Mechza. You should have been able to tip the scale. Give a little tzedakah. Give the guy who comes to collect it at nights, you know. You'll tip the scales. But it's a Seres Yimei Tshuva. Says the Koch Ve'or, you're not going to do Tshuva during a Seres Yimei Tshuva? That's not just not putting on tefillin that day. That's so steep. That's so much steeper than a regular mitzvah essay. You have an opportunity that the Rebbeinu Shalom is creating for you on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That is on a totally different plateau. A different level. Not doing tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva has totally different ramifications. And that will automatically tip the scales. Because not tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva has such great importance above and beyond the rest of the year. Now, why that is so, Amir Tzashem, I hope Thursday night in the Divrei Asorus we can delve into what he's saying. But that's the way he answers. So it's not going to help. Because you're going to do another mitzvah, you'll tip the scales, but you remember you didn't do tshuva. So you tipped the scales the other way in a big way and it weighed it down. So you messed yourself over by not doing tshuva. It's not one mitzvah versus one mitzvah, says the Koch Ve'or, says the Shari Tshuva. We're handling Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Tshuva has much more grave importance when it comes to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rav Pomeranchik, one of the Talmidim in the Brisker Rav, wasn't crazy about this answer. And he says, it doesn't sit well with me. Because if you're going to start now making levels within mitzvahs, and tell me that tshuva is such a grave mitzvah, it's going to tip the scales the other way. So what about a guy who's on the Hatzalah? Who's involved in pikuach nefesh, that the Gemara says is ki'ilu ki'im olam mole. So let that person not do tshuva, and let the Rambam say, oh, you're on Hatzalah, so then obviously you'll be able to tip the scales back the other way, even if you don't do tshuva, because you have such a grave, important mitzvah on the other end, that you're ki'ilu, like you created a world. you're parallel to the Rebbeinu Shalom in some ways. You're ki'im olam mole. So there are other levels. Once we're going to start measuring things, so we could tip it in the opposite direction. So therefore, Rav Pomeranchik does not think, in his Emek Bracha, does not think that that's really the Nakuda. And he presents a different argument. And he says, it's very simple. You know why the Rambam had to tell us that you need to do tshuva? And you can't just be zocha with some other mitzvah like the Gemara sounds like? Because the game's over. We're in overtime. It's sudden death. The clock, the shot clock already buzzed. Rosh Hashanah happened. This is Aseres Yimei Tshuva of which year? Of the next year. So what scorecard are you playing with? That's all done. You're in a blank score sheet for the next year. How is that going to affect the last year? Argues Rav Pomeranchik. You're going to be on Hatzalah. You're going to do something special. Very nice. So maybe next year you'll have some hatzlacha. You'll start off with a bonus. But that's not going to help eradicate or change anything from last year. This is overtime. The game's over. How are you going to kick back in? You know how I'm going to kick back in? Tshuva. Tshuva is the one unique entity in the Torah. We spoke about this last year, the beginning drasha. It's above and beyond time. It's ola'ad l'kisei ha'kavod. It doesn't work with the rules of nature, and it also has the ability to affect last year's judgment, which is not in the playing time of this year's game. It has the ability to go back in time. And it has the ability to erase your track record. The Mefarshim tell us, this is a shir on its own, but just to, I want to refer to it for a second. You know, whenever we refer to tshuva in the davening, it's interesting. We daven every day, Hashiveinu avinu l'sorasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us return to your Torah. But the way we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam when we ask Him to help us and assist us with tshuva, we refer to Him as our Abba, as our Father. And similarly, the only other time in Shemora Esrei that we refer to Him like that is where Slach Lonu Avinu. Also, in the process of atonement, in the process of tshuva. And the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, points this out, that when it comes to tshuva, we bring out this other relationship. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu Malkeinu. He's not only the Melech Malchei Amlochem, He's our Father. You want to know why, argues the Chidah? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Av Shemachal Al Kvodo, Kvodo Machal. A father has the ability to forgive on his covet. He has the ability to allow his son to sit in his seat and to forgive his covet. Melech Shemachal Al Kvodo, Ein Kvodo Machal. But the Melech does not have the ability to forgive and give up on his covet. So when it comes to Am Yisrael, who have this unique relationship of Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you are the son of your Abba. That's why, argues the Chidah, we could have a mitzvah of tshuva. Because he could totally forget about it. He could be mochel on his cover. But the Umos HaOlam, who are not Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, they're only Avodim LeMelech, they don't have this mitzvah of tshuva because they can't refer to him as Slach Lono Avinu. Hashiveinu Avinu. Yet the problem with this idea is that the Navi in Yonah will read does speak about tshuva by the Goyim. There is some sort of process of tshuva that they went through. How does that fit with the Chidah? How does that fit with everything I'm presenting? So the Achronim explain that yes, there is something that could suspend the consequence, that could make sure that they're going to get out of court and they're going to be free from this penalty, from this punishment, and that's one aspect of tshuva. But what happens if I go into court and he says, he puts it on my record, but he says, I'm not going to enforce it right now. But it's on your record. Remember that. The next time I go into court, I'm in bigger trouble. Because let's remember, let's bring back the records. That's still there. It's just you didn't get the penalty, you didn't get the consequence. Now, I'm going to be in a much different predicament because I still have a record that I have to deal with. When it comes to Am Yisrael, who have that complete tshuva gemura, they can expunge, they can totally eradicate and get rid of any track record. The Avera is as if it never existed. And that's why we can go back and we can save ourselves even though the game's over. Because we don't have a track anymore. Tshuva by Am Yisrael is a function of our connection to our Father, which is a mechila gemura. There's no avera. If he's mochel, I can do whatever I want. He's mochel on his covet. So now, it's totally eradicated, and that's the way I can go back into the old game playing time and to make sure, even though the game's over, because now the avera doesn't exist. It's totally expunged. It's not just a suspension. It's not just that the penalty was suspended. The avera doesn't exist anymore. It's totally expunged. And the Rabbavitcher Rebbe goes on to explain the reason is because Am Yisrael, when they do a sin, it's not their essence. It's just some filth on the top. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to relate to us in that way as Banim Atem LaHashem LaMakom. We're spiritual. We have Tzelem Elokim. We could totally eradicate the Avera, and therefore, even though the game's over and it's not playing time anymore, but tshuva gemura, can erase a track record. So even if it's a historical track record, it's non-existent. It's tshuva gemura. The problem with this idea is that the Rambam doesn't say like this. The Rambam in Halacha Dalid explains in the process of Aseres Tshuva, V'nagu kulam, lakum balayla ba'asara yom melu, ul'espal v'bati knesios, v'divri tachnunim, v'kivushim ad shiara yom. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Nei inyan zeh, go back a line. Nagu kol be'yisrael laharbos b'tztaka, u'b'maisim tovim, v'lasok b'mitzvahs me'rosh Hashanah ad yom ha'kipurim. What does the Rambam say? What is Aseres Yimei Tshuva? You should be involved in as many mitzvahs as you can. According to the argument that I'm presenting from Rav Pomeranchik, that shouldn't be the case. It should be only the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva, which can go back in time, which can totally eradicate your old track record, which is unique to Am Yisrael, but it's not other mitzvahs. What does the Rambam say? What, the Rambam is just saying, it's a nice minig to do. No, the Rambam is telling you this is what you should do. It does apply to other mitzvahs. This is what you should be involved in. So what's going to be? Why does the Rambam say specifically tshuva? The Rambam seems to say that there are other mitzvahs. So why doesn't the Rambam say, like the Gemara says, zachu, in any way, you tip the scale back to the original question that we presented? And I think the answer that I love and really speaks to me about the nature of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the whole category and the whole way we depicted what a Beinoni is false. And this a little bit gets back to your original question, what are Rishayim, what are Tzadikim, and what are Beinonim? We have to revamp and recategorize. What do these categories mean? The way I've been presenting throughout this year is like the poultry market. It's a scale. You tip it one way, next way, and that's why we have a question. Zoche, do whatever mitzvah possible to tip the scale. Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchak presents a totally different explanation. He says it's not about weighing. It's not about a classical scale like you have in the fish market. That's not the case. Look at the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos is another source in Shas where you find these three categories. But the Gemara elaborates on what these categories are. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftam. What's a tzaddik? One who is governed and controlled through his Yetzer Tov, through his good inclination. Rishayim, Yetzer Rashoftam. The Rishayim, the evil people, are those that are driven and governed and they live their life through their Yetzer Ra. Beinonim, the last three words, Zevezeshov. Beinoni, really what the Gemara is saying, is that guy from the old TV shows with the two angels telling him different advice, the red and the white guy. That's what the Gemara says. Zeh v'zeh shoftam. Depends on the day. He's driven in both directions and he has to steer. Rav Huttner writes, during the time of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even if you have 1,000 averes, 1,000 mitzvahs, you have to define your personality. You have to tell us what type of category are you in. If you're a person that got stuck, Rav Huttner writes, you happen to have got stuck and you had a few more averes, but it doesn't matter. Because your nature, the way you drive your life, the way you continue, the way you strive, is your Yetzer Tov is always shoftam. When you get up in the morning, the first thing that's going in your mind is, I got to get to Minyan. That's what's driving you. That is what the tzaddik is in the Gemara. The Rasha is, he approaches a situation, the first one, the way he defines his character, is, how can I get that, get back at that guy, what, I want to shtach him, that's a Yetzer Hara. That's what's governed, even if his scorecard is different, even if it's all tipped in a whatever direction, it's not about the poultry, it's not about the fish, it's about what the driving force is. How does he present himself? How does he talk to himself? What is his neshama telling him in every different situation that he faces? And that's why the Rambam says, for the Beinoni, for the person, which is many of us, that in different situations are pulled in different directions. Zev zeh shoftam. In this situation, this guy's pulling me. I want to shtach him. This way, no, I want to help him. I have two different natures. I'm schizophrenic. You know what we have to do? Aseres Yimei Tshuva, redefine your character. Make sure that your driving force, that your neshama, is one the Yetzer Tov Shavta. That's driven and governed by that good inclination. That approaches that situation in a spiritual, in a toelistic way. In a way that will be La'avod Hashem Shamayim. That's the way I approach the world. So argues Rav Huttner, of course, the only way to redefine your character, the only way to succeed and have these good messages in my mind is if I go through the tshuva process. If I redefine my character. If I approach the world in the right way with my Yetzer Tov. And as the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, and with this I close, when a person completes the process of tshuva, nasis lo ben achr. He's a new person. He's a new ben adam. The Shemi Shmuel writes that it's a kol shekin. This Rambam is a kol shekin. It's a svara. He says if we know in the concept of gerus, a convert, gershin is gayer, we know, we spoke many times, is kekatan shenoladam, is like a reborn child. So he said, a yid? That does tshuva? Alachas kama v'kama. A person who is Jewish already, and now he changes himself. He redefines his personality. He goes through the tshuva process during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Alachas kama v'kama. That he's kekatan shenoladami. He's a reborn individual after Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And he is what the Rambam says, is nasis lo shem. Acher. And that is what we have to strive to do. Let's forget the scales. Let's forget the poultry. Let's forget the tipping and how many averos and how many mitzvahs. Let's decide for ourselves during Aseres Yimei Tshuva what is going to get us moving. What is going to drive us in all different aspects of our lives. Is it our Yetzer Tov? Is it our good inclination? Is it our good character? Is it that white guy on our shoulder? Or no? The Yetzer Ra. And if you are like all of us that have both, so now you have an opportunity to redefine your character, to redefine your nature through the process of tshuva, and that's the only way to succeed. Aseres Yimei Tshuva.